This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The 2016 presidential campaign marches on. Joining me this morning to talk about it, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Marianne.
So, Ohio Governor John Kasich got two significant endorsements in his quest to be the GOP presidential nominee late last week. Who were they from?
Yes, well, first, the Ohio Republican Party's Central Committee met on Friday, and they voted 44-9 to endorse him in the Ohio primary, which is on March 15th. That doesn't sound real exciting, but I mean, it doesn't happen very often. I mean, usually the state parties stay out of those, you know, kind of presidential primary situations. But Kasich had kind of reformed the Ohio Republican Party when he went into office, and it's a body which supports him and pretty much does whatever he likes. He also got an endorsement from Senator Rob Portman, who had not said anything about who his choice was, and he was the only major Republican figure who had not come out for Kasich, except for State Treasurer Josh Mandel, who's endorsed Marco Rubio. But everybody else was lined up behind Kasich, and Portman was kind of standing on the sidelines and just saying, oh, you know, whoever the Republican Party nominee is, I'll support them. But he, you know, came out for Kasich.
Now, are these meaningful endorsements?
Well, they could be. I don't know how meaningful they are right now. I think it's a question of where Kasich stands when we get around to the intense campaigning in Ohio and how much influence that might have, you know, on Ohio Republican primary voters. You know, do they listen to the party? You know, are they inclined to vote for Kasich anyway?
So what's Kasich's top priority now?
Well, his top priority has got to be and is either winning or finishing very strong in New Hampshire, which has a February 9th primary. And he and his super PAC have spent, you know, well over $10 million, you know, trying to move their numbers up. And he needs to finish very strong in that state, and he said it himself, or he might as well go home.
Well, what's his chances? Does he really have a shot to do well there, considering
I think he does, you know, just finish in the top two or three, you know, possibly. You know, the polls seem to be moving a little bit in his direction. You know, he basically has to deliver a knockout blow to people like Jeb Bush and Chris Christie, even Marco Rubio, you know, and you can see it in his campaign. He's, you know, taking pot shots at them on a regular basis.
Now, let's say he finishes strong in New Hampshire. What does that enable him to do?
What that enables him to do is, number one, start raising a whole lot more money. He'll see more money floating his way. He may not do as well in some of the really social conservative states like South Carolina or Nevada, but he has a good chance on March 1st in places, you know, like Vermont, Massachusetts, Virginia, places where, you know, a more moderate type Republican can win. And he needs to pull off some wins and, you know, get more money and get more organization.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.